enabling people, managing people is not an HR's responsibility. It is the job of the CEO, the CXOs, the managers as well, equally. And the day we are able to do that, I think we'll have wonderful organizations where people would just love to come, thrive at their workplaces. And I think that's the battle that we want to fight, not just in Asia, but hopefully across the globe.
Hello and a warm welcome to a very special podcast, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. The disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. The values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they do not stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, and of course, the little joys of life. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial, professional, and philanthropic journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which is now YT Music, amazon.com, Amazon Music, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming directories and platforms. For this episode, I am delighted to have Pushkaraj Bidwai, the CEO at People Matters, Asia's largest community and media platform for HR and talent leaders. He's one of the founding team members of the organization and has played a significant role in shaping its robust growth and success since its inception in 2009. He has successfully overseen over 300 conferences and events across the APAC region, bringing together HR and talent professionals, thought leaders, and innovators. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Pushkar. Delighted to have you on the show.
Excited to be here and looking forward to this conversation, Gaurav.
Thanks so much for taking the time out, Pushkar. First, let me start off with a very basic and fundamental question for the benefit, for my benefit and the benefit of leaders. If I were to ask you, how would you describe People Matters, how would you do that, Pushkar?
It's been a journey of last 15 years to build a community that addresses talent, people and work challenges across the Asia-Pacific region. And we are Asia's largest community and media platform that serves the community to become the answer every day. We believe that every leader, every CXO, every manager is a talent leader because you have to enable talent. That's what builds organizations. And People Matters has been in that journey of serving and creating more meaningful talent leaders across these years. And that's how we see ourselves and the purpose of being People Matters.
Absolutely. Sure. Pushkar, let's also know something about, for my benefit and also for my listeners, something about your own journey. And if you can recount your stellar career graph as one of us who started off as a founding member, and previously you were the chief business officer at People Matters, and now you have taken over as the new CEO and also on the board of directors. Take us through this journey. How has been? Have you been through the rough and tumble? What has been the learning and experience, and what's your vision, Pushkar?
It's been an exciting journey. I've been a marketer at heart and an entrepreneur in my approach. That's how I see my entire career. Started off as someone who would write copy, who would create brand campaigns, and initially in my career was very fascinated about how brands are built. That led me into the media space, and then the People Matters journey started. Over the years, it's been the marketer learning business skills, sales skills, some of the other attributes that come along when you are in an entrepreneurial pursuit. You pretty much do everything. Along the way, you keep on picking up skills. So when we started People Matters, where my journey also started, I never knew that we were going to build such a big business. Probably everyone in the founding team, we had never built a media business. So every single turn that we were taking year after year, we had to upskill ourselves, learn new things. So that journey has taken me from marketing to sales to events to learning digital content marketing. Of course, over the last 5 or 6 years, it has been more business, international business, expanding businesses, setting up entities, driving growth for the business. So it's more the business hat that took over the marketer's hat. But at the heart, I'm still a true marketer, and that's how I've been able to be authentic with every single brand that works with People Matters. And currently, as now taking over as the CEO, just puts a big new white canvas in front of me to paint more with a marketer's heart and the business mind on top. That's the way I would put it.
Pushkar, you know, you also have the responsibility of carrying forward the legacy of Esther Martinez, the founder CEO, a founder and the CEO, who decided to step down after 15 long years and a very successful stint to explore personal interests. How do you plan to carry that forward, legacy forward, Pushkar?
I've been very fortunate to work with Esther, such an energetic person. So much the community looks up to her for taking that initial step of starting People Matters. Over the years, we've partnered on numerous decisions that we've taken, numerous bold moves that we've done. So, and there's so much that I've learned from her. As a role, I think we both knew that there will be a transition someday with, because different people would have different plans to do with their careers. So I think we were kind of preparing a bit for it as well in the past few years from a succession standpoint. And we both carried the passion for serving the community. So it was just one was playing the role from a content and media standpoint. The other was playing more from a business and expansion standpoint and brand standpoint. That was the mix. But it brings new opportunities and challenges for me to learn, upskill myself to fill into the big shoes. But yeah, I'm excited and really looking forward to all the new changes. We are embarking on a new People Matters 3.0 journey, as we are calling it. Over the years, we've transformed our business multiple times. We've pivoted it. We've seen success. We've seen failure. And every time we've seen a failure, we've tried to work around our entire approach. And what has stayed with us at the core is serving the community and you know, creating an impact for the community. Keeping that in mind, this new journey is filled with a lot of new products, exciting bold moves on geographies, and really putting talent at the center of businesses. If you really look at it, Gaurav, that challenges of businesses are not just market-led. In fact, half of, if you ask any CEO, you'd say that half of his or her, you know, time would go into managing talent or enabling talent. So it just gives us a great opportunity to build something, you know, what started off from India, now growing into APAC. And I think I have this perfect opportunity in the role of a CEO, but the responsibility of serving the community at a much larger stage. That's the way I would see it.
If I were to ask you, how has People Matters transformed the HR industry in India and also in the Asia Pacific region, how do you explain that to me? Can you share some examples to illustrate how this transformation and how People Matters have been instrumental in engineering and triggering and bringing about this transformation, Pushkar?
Well, there are many firsts to that. When When we started, there was hardly any data, credible data available in the India market when it came to HR, talent, people and work. And majority of the leaders, CHROs, used to refer to Western data points and researchers, typically coming from the US market or the UK market. And Asia is so different. India is so different when it comes to talent. And we were like, if you have to understand people agenda in India, you can't put a layer of what the Western world has been seeing or how they are looking at talent. Our challenges are unique. Our way of approaching businesses is unique. What matters to our people is unique. And that led us to start off People Matters in the first place. So the whole journey was about localizing content, building something ground up. So that itself was the starting point of a huge movement. The other thing that I can point out is when we started our TechHR conference, which also now happens to be the largest conference in the HR people and workspace, not just in India, but across Asia Pacific now. There was no HR tech ecosystem. The whole category of HR tech was all distributed. It was fragmented. 2013, I still remember, we had made huge efforts to collect the community together. We had that vision that, if we have to build an ecosystem of HR technology, then we need to pave the way for it, create platforms, build dialogues, get some of the best global thought leaders here, find unique stories, learn together. So I think the whole HR tech ecosystem was sort of we would I would assume we played some role to build that in the Asia market, and then the entire research part, digital products part in this segment. Today you have platforms that have come up who are trying to address some of that. None of that existed about a decade back. So I think it's a journey of a lot of first taking bold moves. Many a times we didn't have the resources to fund them. It was just the belief that we need to do this, be it starting such a huge conference, to building digital products, to our latest piece on our AI-enabled knowledge SaaS platform. Like, probably for the first time, I would have heard that arguably a B2B media company getting into a knowledge SaaS platform. But that's the way we see it. We've always evolved ourselves. We never saw ourselves as a magazine or a website or a conference. It was always about serving the community and building the ecosystem. At our peak in 2014, 15 of the magazine, we were bold enough in our offsites to say that, if tomorrow people reduce our number of readers, reduce on the magazine as a physical medium, we would move on to the channel that serves our community. And that's exactly what has happened. We've always been first to try on any new channel that our people would consume, our community members would consume. So that's how we've seen some of those transformation pieces happening. 5 or 6 years back, it was about moving from India, because what started in India, we always had the vision to take this global. So how can we do the great work, knowledge work that we've done in India to different countries, and try to solve for those their challenges locally from a talent standpoint? So I think that was also a pivot for us from a business model standpoint or a growth standpoint as well. And well, COVID really put all media companies are at the spot, at the helm of innovating. And I think our team just responded very well to that. In fact, the COVID times were some of the most profitable, sustainable, profitable business years of People Matters growth journey.
Pushkar, I like the way you describe your company as a B2B knowledge SaaS platform, not just a content ecosystem. you know, if I would ask you to point out the key challenges in your mission, because you empower leaders and you are trying to drive industry transformation, what will those challenges be, Pushkar?
I think it's about putting the best contextual content in front of our community members for them and making it consumable so that they can take better decisions. So the constant quest is, how do we create more meaningful content for them? The second is, how do we get more number of HR and talent leaders together to solve for problems? Because talent challenges, while they are unique, there are patterns that could be shared across industries. So how can we learn together and evolve together? And while we do that at a fairly decent scale, we would love to do that at a much, much larger scale. So I think that's second. And third is, if you ask me, that's been one big battle that we've been fighting. How do we get more CEOs and CXOs to own the talent agenda? Many a times I hear so many CXOs wanting to do that, but are not always equipped to, and then would look forward to only the CHRO to drive that agenda. I personally feel that, you know, more CXOs understanding the importance of it, equipping themselves, and how do we enable them to be the change leaders in their organizations, so that more impactful workplaces can exist, more happier workplaces could exist, more productive workplaces could exist. I think that would be the single big, large challenge that we face. And we've been trying to fight it for so many years, that enabling people, managing people is not an HR's responsibility. It is the job of the CEO, the CXOs, the managers as well, equally. And the day we are able to do that, I think we'll have wonderful organizations where people would just love to come, thrive at their workplaces. And I think that's the battle that we want to fight, not just in Asia, but hopefully across the globe.
Finally, you know, two related questions clubbed into one. What are your future goals? How do you see the organization by 2030? I ask you this because in the context of the changes and the transformation that we are witnessing in the world of artificial intelligence, and the most visible impact of artificial intelligence or AI can be seen in the world of work. And, you know, many jobs are getting redundant, or are being threatened to get redundant. There's a risk of many jobs becoming completely unnecessary, being taken over by machines and artificial intelligence. So how does it change your organization's outlook and future? Is it something that you see it more as an opportunity than as a crisis, Pushkar?
I think we're in a very exciting space and time. If I go back when the internet had become mainstream, people had said that, you know, there would be jobs that would go away and computers would take over, and so many times, multiple times in the history when such statements have been made. I think it's only the nature that changes or gets transformed. The way we see it is, you know, jobs are going to become more challenging. Workplaces and leaders will have a bigger role to manage and enable talent as we go forward. So the problem is going to get more complex. The good part is that, you know, I think the technology itself will present more opportunities to create more creative work, more innovative work than the transactional work. So probably we are at the cusp where we are starting to feel that there's a lot of redundancy that is coming in. I feel there is a huge light at the end of the tunnel where, you know, there are so many new jobs and opportunities that would get created, so many new possibilities that would get created. What it would mean to manage all of that in a single work scenario, well, that's the most complicated part, which I feel more CXOs and CHROs would want to sort of equip themselves to manage, because you're going to be looking at a lot of business transformation and talent is going to be at the helm of it. So it's talent-led business transformation that organizations need to get themselves ready for. And 2030 is an interesting milestone that People Matters is also looking forward to. But it's always been about impacting more and more workplaces. So we have a 2035 goal actually for ourselves, like a big, hairy, ambitious goal, where we want to impact 5 million workplaces. Today, we through our content, we believe we do that to about 500,000, and we are setting an ambitious benchmark of doing that at 5 million. So that's the journey we need to travel, and then we'll have to, of course, see by 2030 how where we reach, and then recalibrate, and then make our way towards 2035. Gaurav.
Thank you so much, Pushkar, for sharing your deep insights and perspective on a variety of issues on, of course, the journey and the road ahead for People Matters, the changes and the transformation that is taking place in the HR industry, the role that the CXOs and the CEOs need to take, and the responsibilities that rest upon them, and of course, the transformation that artificial intelligence is going to bring about, not just in the workplace, but also among in various sections of the industry. Thank you so much, Pushkar, for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation with us.
Lovely. Thank you for having me, Gaurav. Cheers.